In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Ibn Babawi has narrated authentically from Jabir that Jabir said, I asked Imam Muhammad Bakir, peace be upon him, why people need a prophet and an imam? He said, so that the world may continue on the right path, because the merciful Allah keeps the chastisement away from the people of the earth, so long as there is a prophet or an imam among them, as he says in the Holy Quran. But Allah was not going to chastise them while you were among them. 8:33. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the stars are the shelter for the inhabitants of the sky so that they may not move from their places, and my Ahlul Bayt are shelters for the residents of the earth. When stars will be dispersed, the residents of the sky will witness what they do not like, and when my Ahlul Bayt will go away from the earth, the people of the earth will see what they do not like. Ibn Babawi says Ahlul Bayt means the holy imams about whom Allah has said that obedience to them is obedience to Allah. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those in authority from among you. 4:59. They are infallible and clear of defects. They never sin. They are the confirmed, supported and the obstructed servants of Allah. Allah gives sustenance to His ordinary servants, because of these servants' blessings, and flourishes His cities because of their mediation, pours rain, grows bounties from earth, gives respite to sinners, does not hasten to chastise them. The Holy Spirit does not separate itself from the Imams, nor do they depart from it, and neither do they separate themselves from the Holy Quran, nor the Holy Quran separates itself from them. There is an authentic narration from Imam Siddiq, peace be upon him, that when the period of the prophethood of Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, came to conclusion and his life was about to end, Allah Almighty revealed to him, O Adam! The period of your messengership has concluded and your age finished. So now whatever you possess of knowledge, faith, and Prophet's heritage, and the Isma-e-Azam etc., hand over all of it to Hibat Allah, because I will not leave the earth without a scholar through whom people may know about worship and the religion of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and salvation is for him who may obey that scholar. It is authentically quoted from Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that in his supplication, he said, O my sustainer! Do not leave the creation on earth without a hoja, be he manifest or hidden, so that your arguments and proofs may not vanish. It has been mentioned authentically by Yaghub Sarraj that he says, I inquired from Imam Siddiq, peace be upon him, can the earth remain balanced without a living scholar, whose imamah may be manifest and in whom people may take shelter and from whom they may know what is permissible and what is prohibited? He said, if it so happens, then there will be no worship of Allah. Ibn Babawi, Safar, and Mufid have authentically narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, that the earth will not remain balanced unless there is a scholar who may know about the benefit or harm to religion, so that, if the believers make any addition in religion, he may make them return towards the divine limits, and if they curtail anything in religion, he may make it perfect. In short, that scholar will say, take up the religion totally and perfectly. If it is not so, then the religion of the faithful will become doubtful in their eyes and they will not be able to differentiate between truth and falsehood. Again, he has said with many proofs that, if the earth is left without an imam even for a moment, it will doubtlessly be pushed down. This may mean disruption of management. Kulaini and Ibn Babawi and others have authentically narrated from the same imam, peace be upon him, that, if only two men are left on earth, one of them will be the imam, and that the one who will die last will be the imam, so that no one may be able to argue with Allah that you left me without a hoja. Ibn Babawi and others have authentically narrated from Imam Siddiq that, Jibrail came to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon them, and brought news from Allah, O Muhammad. I have not left the earth but in such a condition that, there has been a scholar between the period of one prophet's departure and next one's arrival, so that people may continue to ascertain my path and may get salvation. I never give total freedom to Satan, to misguide people in the absence of my Hoja. There always has to be a Hoja, calling people towards me, who may be knowing my religion. Therefore I have appointed a guide for every community, so that I may guide the lucky ones, and the unlucky may also have a Hoja. Moreover he has also narrated authentically from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, that people do not get guidance, but through an Imam, and that even if only two men are left on earth, one of them must be the Imam, the Hoja of Allah. According to yet another narration Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, by Allah, by Allah. Allah has never left the earth without an Imam, ever since Adam, peace be upon him, passed away from the world so that people may get the path leading to Allah, through that Imam, and there may be a Hoja from Allah, and the earth cannot remain without a Hoja at any time. Who does not obey that Hoja is destroyed, and who obeys him, gets salvation. This is a must for Allah. Again the same Hazrat has said that the earth must always have an Imam, either manifest or hidden. Another tradition says that ever since Allah created the earth and skies, they have never remained without an Imam, nor will they remain so till the resurrection. Kulaini, Ibn Babawayh, and Sheikh Tusi have authentically narrated from Abu Hamza Tamili that he says, I asked Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, will the earth ever remain in place, without an Imam? He said, if it so happens, it will be destroyed. Many authentic sources say that Imam Bakir, peace be upon him, has said that, Allah has never left the earth without an Imam who adds what has been diminished by wrongdoers, and what has been wrongly added in the religion. Had he not done so, people would certainly remain in doubt all the time. Sulaiman Jafari, once asked Imam Riza, peace be upon him, can the earth ever remain without a Hoja? He replied, if it remains without an Imam, ever for a split second, it would certainly sink along with its inhabitants. In another authentic tradition he says, Allah's argument, Hoja, is neither established nor concluded but because of a living Imam whom people know. Himyari has narrated that Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, in my Ummah, there is, in every age, a just Imam from my Ahlul Bayt who removes the changes made by excessive people, false claims of liars, and wrong explanation of the ignorance. Ibn Babawayh has narrated from Fazla Ibn Shazan, and he from Imam Riza, peace be upon him, that, Imam Riza, peace be upon him, said that, if somebody asks me, why Allah has appointed an Ulul Amr, one who is authorized to command, and why has he ordained his obedience, I will reply to him that, there are several reasons. First, Allah has fixed for the people of the world a certain limit for utilization, so that, they may not exceed that limit, and thereby cause corruption. Hence, it has been necessary that an honest person be appointed over them, who may prevent the people from crossing the limit of permissible, and from entering into the impermissible. Had he not been, there nobody would give up his own interest and pleasure, to save others from loss and trouble. In such circumstances, there would be quarrel, and hostility among people. Therefore, he appointed a strong leader, who may prevent mischief, and keep people within the limits fixed by Allah. Second, no community or group can remain lively in the religious and worldly affairs, without a chief or a ruler. Hence, it was unbecoming on the part of the Most Wise Allah, to ignore this, which is essential for the welfare, and management of all. So, it became incumbent that, he may appoint a man who say fight against his enemies, and may distribute war booty among people, and may establish and maintain Friday, and congregation prayers, and may protect people from the oppressions of the oppressors. Third, had Allah not appointed for the creation such a firm, honest and trustworthy Imam, who may maintain public affairs, and protect the religion of Allah selflessly, and keep the secrets of the trusts of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, verily the society would become old and stagnant and the religion of Allah would be displaced. There would enter changes in the Sunnah and commands of the Prophet, and innovators would add new things in the religion of Allah as do the Sufis, and the atheists would make curtailments in the religion, as did the Ismailis, and would make religion doubtful for Muslims, who would find the society imperfect and lacking in a proper trainer and incomplete, due to differences in thinking and desires. Therefore, had Allah not appointed among them a Ghaim, and a protector who may protect whatever the Prophet brought from Allah, the people would definitely have been misguided, and the shariats and sunnats, traditions, and divine commandments and faith would have been altered, and such alterations would have resulted in wide-scale corruption.
It is reported from Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, that there had been a gap of 500 years between Jesus and the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon both, and for 2.5 hundred years, there was neither a prophet, nor a manifest scholar. The narrator asked, what were then the people doing? He said, they had clinged to the religion of Jesus, peace be upon him. He asked, how was their condition? He said, they were believer, and added that the earth can never remain without a scholar, that is, if the scholar is not manifest, he is hidden. Kulaini and Ibn Babawayh and others have authentically narrated from Imam Muhammad Bakir, peace be upon him, that he said, if the Imam separates himself from the earth, even for a moment, the earth, along with all its inhabitants, would begin to waver, just like a sea in storm. Ibn Babawayh has authentically reported from Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, that, had the Hoja of Allah not been on earth, the earth would certainly have shaken and thrown down with all that is, on, or in it, because the earth does not remain without an Imam even for a second. It is also narrated from Imam Riza, peace be upon him, that he said, we are the Hojates of Allah on earth, we are Allah's trustees with his permission, and we are the caliphs of Allah among his servants, and we are the word of righteousness, Kalimato Takvat, as mentioned in the Holy Quran. And made them keep the word of guarding against evil, 48:26. That is to say, our vilayat is the means of protection from the chastisement of Allah, and we are the orvital vathga, meaning our vilayat and obedience is the strong chain which, if held by people, will not break, rather it leads them to paradise. And we are the witnesses of Allah among the people, and the signs of his guidance. Allah keeps the skies and the earth protected from moving or shaking from their places, and he pours rain because of our presence, and he widens his bounty, and the earth can never remain without the existence of any of us, and that Imam is either visible or hidden. If the earth remains without an Imam even for a day, it will be stormed, and it may drown along with all its inhabitants, just as a storm in the sea destroys all. It is reported with reliable chains of narrators that Imam Bagir, peace be upon him, said, if the earth remains without an Imam even for a day, it may get pushed down along with all living on it, and Allah may punish them with his most severe chastisement, because Allah has appointed us as his Hoja for the residents of the earth, so that they may not be punished, and they may live in safety and peace, and safe from being drowned so long as we are among them. When Allah will decide to destroy them without giving them any respite, he will lift us up from them, and thereafter, he will enact his chastisement or punishment, as he wants. It is authentically reported that Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, has said that ever since the earth was created, it has never been without a scholar and a hoja who enlivens the truths destroyed by people, and then he recited this verse of the Holy Quran. They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, and Allah will not consent save to perfect his light, though the unbelievers are averse. 9:32. It is mentioned in another narration that the Hoja of Allah, meaning the guide for the creation, was there before the creation and is with the creation and will be there after the creation. It also has been authentically reported from Imam Jafar Sa'adik, peace be upon him, that the knowledge which Adam, peace be upon him, had brought, did not return, because the inheritance of knowledge reaches, is given to, us, and whatever knowledge and information is obtained through any sources, other than the prophets and messengers and the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is false, because Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was the scholar of this Ummah, and none from us who are Ahlul Bayt, ever passes away from this world, without appointing someone in our place, who knows similar knowledge as desired by Allah. It is reported authentically from Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, that Allah Almighty has never left the world, without a scholar whose knowledge is needed by the people of the world, and who needs nothing from their knowledge, and who knows what is permissible, halal, and what is haram, prohibited. The narrator asked, may I be sacrificed for you, from where does he gets that knowledge? He replied, because of the heritage he acquired from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and from Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon both. Ibn Babawayh, Safar, and Barqi have narrated from Imam Ja'far Sa'adik, peace be upon him, that, in the world, there always has been a hoja or a messenger or an imam, who knew the permissible and the prohibited, and who guided people towards Allah, and that the earth will not be without a hoja and a guide, but for the 40 days immediately prior to the resurrection. In short, when that hadi will be lifted, the door of repentance will be closed, and thereafter the belief of a new believer will not give him any benefit. Those who will believe after the passing away of the hoja will be the worst of creation, and thereafter will be the resurrection. It is authentically recorded from Imam Baghir that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon both, has said that in this Ummah, the example of my Ahlul Bayt is like the stars in the sky, for every star that sets, another star rises. Likewise, whenever any one of our Ahlul Bayt passes away from this world as Imam, another takes his place. Ibn Babawayh has authentically narrated from Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, that Amirul Mu'mineen, in his sermon, delivered in the mosque of Kufa, said, my Lord, verily your earth is in need of a hoja who may be from you for the creation, and who may guide them towards your religion, and may teach your knowledge to them, so that my hoja, argument, may not become nullified, and your obedient friends may not go astray after being guided. Thereafter that hoja will appear and will be obeyed by people, or he will remain hidden and awaited for his appearance. Though in the time of the government of falsehood, he will remain hidden, his knowledge and his viewpoint will remain firm, in the hearts of the faithful, and they will act according to it, till his appearance, and they will cling only to those things which antagonize others from them, and because of which the party of the misguided oppose them. There is a narration from Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, in Basirah Darajat, that people asked him, can there be two imams on earth at a time? He replied, no, but in case when one imam may remain silent and another imam may claim imamah before him, and he may be the imam after his passing away from the world.